In today's day and age, when darkness has prevailed the world and corruption has spread out everywhere, it is the light of Hussein that can be the guide for the lost ones to find the truth. A light which is so strong that it dazzles the eyes and trembles the hearts. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Fear Allah and seek means of nearness to Him, and strive in His way so that you may succeed." So from this verse, we can tell that we need a means or a medium to help us reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the Prophet described Imam Hussein alayhi salam as Safinatun Najat, or the Ark of Salvation. In Sahifa Sajjadiyah, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam asks Allah to show us the fastest way to get closer to Him. And from this dua, we can understand that there must be multiple ways to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "We are all ships of salvation, but the ship of Hussein is the fastest and largest." During these holy days of Muharram, by remembering Imam Hussein regularly, we purify our hearts from all the impurities accumulated throughout the year. Because Imam Hussein's path is the fastest and shortest path for the spiritual growth. Why? Because it is driven by sacrifice and love and does not rely solely upon our deeds. Imam Hussein had such spiritual power that he raised and elevated the status of his companions within the span of few days in Karbala. But we should be careful not to deceive ourselves. Do not think that it is enough to just love Imam Hussein and cry over his tragedy and mourn for him. We need to stand up for what he stood up for. Never compromise Islam for anything, not even our own life.